When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Rod, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Good to see you.
We want to have a conversation this morning and maybe look a little bit into the future based on a story that I pulled. This was a discussion over the last week or so on a vision of what banks might look like in the 2030s, like around 2030. And that the idea is that the brick and mortar bank might be gone altogether and we will all do the banking in the palms of our hands.
Well, I think that the palm of your hand is a good term, and that is where the banking and the financial services side is going more and more. I don't know that brick and mortar will be completely gone by 2030, so we're 10 plus years away here. Now, is it going to look a lot different, though? Absolutely, on what a brick and mortar branch is going to look like, feel like, and services provided.
Yeah, and the idea, too, is it's not just banking that all of the things that you need to do in the financial sector will be available on that. I know that's right now some companies, I think, do that, but it's really sort of a mismatch of this app does that, that app does that. The idea that it might be one-stop shopping, we're already headed there, aren't we?
Yeah, the one-stop shopping is what the generations want right now. It's even what, you know, all of us as consumers, we like the idea of a one-stop shop, unless you're going to have some specialty vertical service that is for a convenience factor. But otherwise, the idea of a single-source app is really popular right now, and it is getting a lot of traction.
The demographics on this are what? I know anecdotally we've talked about younger generations pushing this, but are they the ones in the driver's seat on this?
They are. It will be certainly the you know, Generation Z, and then the tail end of the millennials, the younger millennials right now. It's hard to move banks or banking institutions for a lot of us. Think how hard it is, what a pain it is to move where you're doing your financial services, especially your checking and savings. But as generations come up and they're opening new accounts, yeah, that's certainly, I think, where the acquisition will be.
I know you think that the bank branches will continue to be around, but I'm betting that they'll probably look a little bit different. They're already starting to look different.
They are. I mean, we've been doing that for some time now on smaller footprint, you know, less square footage. You know, you don't need some gigantic box on the best corner anymore. And you do it that it's more of a unibanker approach. And certainly there's still technology services even within that branch that people can come and have an interactive, you know, what I call ATM experience or interactive technology experience if they don't want to talk to a live person.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point there, the live person part of this. This story that was part of this futuristic dive into what banking looks like talks about AI, that perhaps there may be no humans at all in these bank branches, that it will all be an immersive technology experience.
Yes, that's interesting. You know, on reading that article, they're calling it machine learning and, you know, robots essentially taking over. Now, you know, there's less traction on that for the 2030 timeframe, but in the future, could there be an aspect of that? Yeah, probably, absolutely.
Well, the topic that we're on today is sort of disruption in the banking, and I'm going to continue that with a couple of other things that I found here. Google getting into checking accounts. We've already seen Apple try its foray into banking a little bit. How would Google, an involvement in Google, shake up the banking industry?
Yeah, it's getting all of the press right now because they're such a gigantic player. And while the announcement has come out that it's happening, there are really no details behind it. So it'll be interesting to watch. But what they're doing is they're partnering with two institutions, Citi and then I believe it's Stanford Credit Union, and looking to roll out a checking account. Now, the details haven't come all out. There's a lot of speculation. Boy, you know, the pros, the cons, you know, the questions on it. But it is something that's really an interesting take. And there's, again, for the future, what will this look like?
Mm-hmm. If the future is just a couple of big companies like Amazon and Google having all of our information, I don't know how comfortable I feel with that.
Yeah, and that's the, you know, what a lot of the people talk about in these articles and the experts is, what kind of a play is it for Google versus what kind of a play is it for the financial institutions who are partnering with it? And the comfortability for data and data mining, what an outstanding way to get everything and everything that you want. Now, again, where we are in our generation, Steve, but we're less likely to do it. As you kind of go down, folks are more open to giving up all their personal information. So that's where the regulation side of things comes in then.
And I keep thinking, you know, in 10 years, if 2030 is the date we're talking about, I'll be 60 then. Am I just going to be forced to do this as an older person? And will I be yelling at the young people from my front lawn?
I think that you won't be forced to do it, but it will be harder to, if you don't have some kind of a vehicle that's tech driven on how you're doing your financial services, banking payments, then you're going to have a harder time making payment transactions.
One of the sidebar stories to all of this discussion is the problems that some of these big tech companies are having getting into banking. I know the Libra, I think that's the Facebook Libra, has sort of hit a couple of snags. The Facebook Pay has also hit a couple of snags. The idea, again, what's holding them up? What's the thing here? Is it just what we've talked about, and that is uncomfortableness?
Yes, and on what is that happening with that data? What are they doing with it? Misuse of the data is something that can work against them. And even what we're talking about Google, I mean, even if that doesn't work, it's what a great experience they'll have on how, you know, from a launch standpoint. You know, let's go back to, we've talked about on the show before, you know, Walmart. Mm-hmm. Walmart tried to get into it back before, and that, you know, they finally gave up on that in 2007, you know, right before the crash. So there's been a long history of it, and the troubles that people have are either the data mining or the data use, I should say. And then the second piece is the regulations, which we talk about all the time. Are they really set up to do it? And as, you know, working for a regulated institution, I can tell you that that is something that, you know, without a platform will be really hard to afford and handle unless you're going to hire an army of people. And then the final thing is, where's the customer service model come in? Mm. You know, try to call customer service for Google, you can't.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all AI, it's all technology chats. So those are the three pieces where financial institutions might still come in.
Although the banking industry is opposed to some of this, and you've shared some very serious concerns, it's not like you want to stop it altogether, do you?
No, I mean, competition is good. Mm-hmm. We all remember that, and I believe that personally. So competition is a great thing to have banks sharpen their pencils, certainly be more innovative. If you sit on the sidelines, you're going to be left in the dust. So you can't do that. Competition will be there. And if you aren't investing in the technology, then you're eventually going to get swallowed up.
I saw one of the terms used to describe how things might shape out is we'll have super apps that can do just about everything, not the only the banking part of it that we've talked about, but these big tech firms, it'll just be everything. It'll be email, search, banking, health records, all in one giant Google app.
Right. And that comes back to this whole platform organization standpoint, that the super app, you know, think of Uber, right? I mean, Uber, you know, started as the ride sharing, and look at all of the things that they're potentially branching into, that once you have that platform and can distribute advertising, marketing, you know, food, all of that becomes this huge platform for you to go out and have a super app.
Well, Rod, as we are at the end of the year here, I want to get your thoughts on not only what you feel like has been the biggest thing this year in your industry, but also just give us a sense of where you think we're at from an economic standpoint and where we might be headed next year.
Yeah, the biggest thing that's been so for us in the industry this year was just the change of the interest rates. You know, we were on a rising interest rate curve, and it quickly, built into not only when we're not rising, we were decreasing. Mm-hmm. So that certainly, is something that banks and financial institutions had to react to. and caused a little bit of pivoting and disruption. So that's looking back, you know, the biggest challenge that it's had. As we look forward, you know, I think into 2020, there's a lot of things that are pivotal. What happens with the China trade agreement? What happens with what we see on the TVs right now with the impeachment hearings? What happens with the presidential election, and then what will happen in our industry specifically? What will happen on the rate side of things? Are we going to hold steady? Are we going to increase here, or where are we happening there?
The good thing, one of the good pieces of information, I know it's rare that you hear me bring out the good part of something. It feels like we're not headed now to a recession. I know there had been a lot of talk about that. Perhaps we might see one of those. Mm-hmm. I've seen less talk about that.
Right. There's now more of, there might be a slowdown is used instead of recession, and that still could happen, but I was never really thinking that, the big R word would come, but there's fewer and fewer people calling for it, short of some kind of a major event that, would be a catastrophe for us.
Well, Rod, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure thing. They can call at 312-544-4515, or my email is rodney.murray@associatedbank.com.
Rod, it's always good chatting with you. As Thanksgiving arrives, we are very thankful that you're here with us here on The Opening Bell.
Right. Thanks very much for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.